Hey y'all, welcome to Dr. Crystal Says. I'm Dr. Crystal Newby, and I am so excited that you are joining me today. And I wanted to create this kind of a wrap up of season one episode because I think it's important to highlight all of the important conversations and fun conversations that I've had with these amazing, phenomenal women during this first season of my podcast. And I'm really excited and really pleased with how everything has gone thus far. And before I do this wrap up, I just have to tell you all, thank you. Thank you so much for listening and for sending me messages and your kind words and just your support overall on this journey for me. Because again, this is a new journey doing this podcast. It's something that I'd wanted to do for a long time. And now finally just did it. And it's pretty awesome to see all of the support that I have from you all. And so again, thank you so much. And also too, you know, I have to highlight all the support and love that I've gotten since my last episode, Choose You, where I told you all that I decided to leave my job and am looking for that next adventure. And I have exciting things that are happening, you know, behind the scenes right now. And I really feel so good. And I feel like a weight is lifted off of my shoulders. And I have such an optimistic outlook on what is next. And so, you know, I received a lot of different messages, text messages, social media messages, phone calls, things like that from those of you who listened to that episode, because a lot of you are feeling the same way about, you know, deciding what's next for yourself and choosing yourself and how important that is. So I'm glad that that episode, you know, in some way was supportive of you as well, and that you found something out of that episode. So shout out for that. And then also too, you know, I want to run down some stats for this first season, which I'm really excited about. So including this episode, we have 17 episodes for this first season, 11 guests from 7 different states. And also looking at the stats for the podcast, 4 continents were reached so far with the podcast. Downloads have come from 4 continents, which is really cool to see as well. So I'm really excited about that. And also to what I'm excited about, I'm actually doing like a season one wrap up Zoom with all of the phenomenal women who were guests this season. We're going to do an informal thing where we get to chat with each other. I have no plans to record it, but I wanted to put that out there to y'all because it's just going to be so awesome to get all of these women together in one space, just so that they can meet each other and, you know, just be around just phenomenal people, phenomenal women. So I'm really excited about that. But let's jump into this wrap up. I mean, goodness gracious, y'all, like we started this back in April and it's amazing to see that we're already in mid-August. And so I've had some really, really fun episodes. You know, the first couple of episodes, one of my most fun ones, just in terms of the content, was Don't Touch My Hair with Elena and Erica, my girls. And we talked about all of our fun hair stories, some of the things that we've gone through regarding our hair and people wanting to touch it and all of that stuff. We talked about how I lost my ponytail at Kennywood Amusement Park in Pittsburgh, but I got that ponytail back. My hair is blue right now, so I'm always changing my hair. But that was really a fun episode. And then I also loved my episode with Shannon around self-care. You know, she has her own self-care brand, Self-Made. And we talked about how self-care isn't selfish and how important it is for each and every one of us to take care of ourselves. And that self-care can look and be different for everyone, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be buying something, you know, or, you know, a manicure, a pedicure, like those are fun for me. But those may not be self-care tactics for other individuals. And that's cool. You just have to find what works for you. And that also ties into our Because You're Worth It episode that we had with Dr. Sadi, because we all know, we all at some point have struggled with imposter syndrome and understanding our worth, or really knowing our worth. And so it's important for us to realize that we have so much to offer to the world and that we are worthy. We are worthy of all the good things. We are worthy of the opportunities. We are worthy of the love. We are worthy. And so I want you all to remember that. And so then I want to talk a little bit about Black and Abroad. This also was one of my favorite episodes with Raquel, because Raquel has lived abroad in various countries. And I still have, I think it's Antwerp on my list of places to go visit and to be abroad because of Raquel. And I think it was just so cool because I know for me, you know, growing up, I didn't have the opportunities, you know, to be able to go abroad for family vacations or anything like that. And so now as I'm an adult and as hopefully this pandemic, yeah, I mean, listen, it may be a minute, let's just be honest, but I do want to go abroad. And there's so many places that I've seen some of y'all go to and some of my girls that I really want to go and explore as well. So I'm excited for those opportunities too. Another one of my fun episodes, they're all fun, by the way, so you're going to hear me say this like this entire time, was the She's Got Style episode with my girl Amber. She, oh my gosh, y'all have to go check out her Instagram and things like that. Goodness gracious, you know, I got to pull this up on my phone right now because this woman, she's first of all, just phenomenal. And she just posted the most amazing pictures from a vacation she recently took. And the pictures were fire, like fire. And so her IG is Eat In Style Blog. So Eat, the letter N, Style Blog. And she had all these beautiful bathing suits out here on the water, just looking like a melanated goddess. And so I love, love, love always having conversations with Amber and watching what she does on her blog and on her pages, because she puts together the most fun outfits and likes to mix and match things, you know, that folks may not think about. But as she said in that episode, you know, she likes to, you know, have that wow factor. She likes to turn people's heads. So she's breaking necks. Let's just say it that way. She's not only turning heads, she's breaking necks. So such a fun, fun episode. And then the next episode that I had was with Dr. Leticia. And this was more serious, right? Because we were talking about mental health. And we know, especially over this last more than year and a half plus of this pandemic, mental health issues, you know, have been on the rise, right? Because we all have had to kind of face some things that we may not have had to before. And also many people, you know, living in isolation and being away from family and friends and things like that, you know, has really caused a lot of people to pause and think about taking care of their mental health. Or, you know, oh my goodness, y'all, I'm having a severe like brain lapse right now, addressing the traumas that they may not have addressed before and just taking care of themselves. And so I think a lot of us are continuing to do that. I say us, right? Because I also live with anxiety and, you know, have to take care of my mental health as well. And it's super important that we do that and that we continue to take care of ourselves and of our mental health. Because if we're not good for ourselves, we're certainly not going to be good for anyone else. So I really appreciated that conversation with Dr. Leticia, because we have to take care of ourselves. And then this next episode that we did was with my girl, Keisha, affectionately known as Kay. And we talked about designing your life. And I tell y'all straight up, I'm going to be transparent. Like, I have booked a consultation with her through her services and her branding so I can talk about building my brand as I continue to venture down this new path in terms of what I do next or things that I do next, right? Because it's not going to be just one thing, y'all. I'm just putting that out there. And so this was a great episode because we talked about the importance of literally putting together the life that you want, right? Like, what does that look like? How do you want to wake up every day? You know, what is your ideal day? What would you like to be doing professionally? You know, what is it that you want to do in terms of spending time with family and friends and allocating that time and things like that? Because again, like I said in my last episode, Choose You, y'all, we legit have this one life. We have one life. And so why not take advantage of the things that we want to do? It's scary, right? It's always going to be scary. And fear can certainly hinder us sometimes. But like, just do it. And that has been a theme, I feel like, throughout this first season. And y'all have heard me say this a lot. So I really appreciated that conversation with Keisha about just taking hold of your life and doing with it what you want to do. And then that led us into our next episode about growing pains. And this was such an interesting conversation and really a lovely conversation with my girl, Kristen. And we talked about her magical, fantastic, beautiful baby girl, Cammy, and the diagnoses that Cammy lives with, you know, sensory processing disorder, ADHD, as well as a recent diagnosis on the autism spectrum. And I really loved this conversation and because I appreciated Kristen's transparency around the struggles, right, of raising such an amazing child. And, you know, what that looks like, not only for Cammy, but for their family and how important it is to make sure that Cammy has the supports and resources that she needs to continue to excel and do the amazing things that she has done. And I will tell you all, you know, Kristen is an open book around this information. And she shared in that episode, you know, she puts this information out there about their journey with Cammy because she understands that not everyone has access to this kind of information. And so one thing that I want to share that I think is awesome was that this summer, for the first time, Cammy went off to a camp, like a sleepaway camp. I think it was maybe for a week. So Kristen will have to correct me if I'm wrong. But that was a huge, huge step for Cammy. And I remember, you know, reading Kristen's Facebook posts about it and seeing pictures of Cammy at camp and the smile on her face and her purple cornrows. Like, that little girl is after my heart, I tell you what. And so it was just amazing to see that. That's such a big, big step. So I loved that, that Cammy had the chance to do that. And I love that Kristen, you know, shared all of that as well with us. And then that led us into our episode about being authentic. Be authentic with LaShone. And LaShone's my girl. And if y'all remember, I learned so much more about LaShone in that episode than I had known, you know, previously. And she is freaking brilliant. Are you kidding me? She, like, her talents and her skills, she has so much going on. And it was so awesome just to talk to her about her journey and finding her authentic self or being her authentic self and being able to show up in spaces as her authentic self, especially workspaces, because we know it's often difficult to do that, right? For many people, when you're in a work situation and you want to show up as yourself, but sometimes you might be afraid to because, you know, you want to leave good impressions on your colleagues and things like that. But it's especially hard for Black women. And, you know, showing up and making sure, you know, does our hair look okay, right? Like, How am I showing up with my hair? Am I going to wear my natural curls or fro, or am I going to wear braids, or am I going to straighten this thing, or am I going to wear a weave? Like things like that are things that we think about, especially as Black women showing up in workspaces. And LaShawn talked about that. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to show up as you because you don't want to be anybody else. There is no other you, right? You have to show up as you and you have to be authentic. And I know this takes a lot of work. And I think a lot of us, still work on this. I know I am myself, right? I still sometimes, kind of kick myself if I say something and I was like, oh, should I have said that? And it wasn't anything wrong. It was just me being me. And I'm trying to get over that because I am me. And a lot of people like me for me. And so, you have to get out of your own head when you are talking about, or when you're showing up in spaces. You just have to show up and show out. That's ultimately what it is. And then lastly, with going over this episode recap, and these are just the episodes with our guests, right? There are still other episodes that you can listen to as well that are the Dr. Crystal breakdowns. But this last one I really loved as well. And this was No Mean Girls Allowed. And this one was with Sherry. And if y'all remember, Sherry played pro ball, semi-pro ball, coached. And when I say ball, I mean basketball, y'all. Sorry, I should maybe clarify, but ball. And has traveled the world playing ball and decided, she wanted to make a shift and change in her life and do some things. Other things that would be fulfilling for her as well. And so she's used basketball to create her brand called Forward Movement. And if I remember this correctly, and y'all gonna have to check, and Sherry might have to correct me on this, I'm pretty sure her image was on the Nike app recently. Like Sherry is doing some things, and Sherry played D1 ball. And again, played professionally, semi-pro, and traveled the world. And she really put together this brand, Forward Movement, as a way to teach young women and girls, about their worth and to be themselves and to treat others respectfully, right? There's enough room at the table for all of us to eat. And sometimes we want to push others away. Because we may not think that there is space for them, or we think that they're trying to take our spot. Y'all listen, like that's nonsense. We have to support each other, especially as women, and especially Black women, because oftentimes we are torn down for a variety of reasons. And why tear each other down when the world is already doing that? We need to support each other. And that's what I really, really loved about my conversation with Sherry. Around that and around her brand. So yeah, so those were the episodes. That's a quick episode recap. I think it was quick. I don't know how many minutes I've been on here, but I just wanted to do that with you all, especially if some of you haven't had a chance to listen to episodes yet. Go ahead and do that. Go back and listen to this first season and check out some episodes that you may have missed or re-listen to another episode. Like if you need a little something. And one of those episodes in particular inspired you, like go ahead and go back and listen. But I do want to let you know we are going to do a season two, and I am planning to launch season two in mid-September. And I'm still kind of kicking around some ideas for season two, but I think what we are going to focus on is talking about what makes you, you. And so I'm going to have some guests on this season to talk about, what makes them unique, what makes them them, because we all have a variety of experiences that make up who we are. We also have, our family lives, our culture, our work environments. Like there are so many pieces of us that make up who we are as individuals, and we all have stories to tell. And so I'm really excited to hear more of these stories because we all have so much to offer. And so, yeah, that's it. Again, y'all, thank you so much. Truly, truly, truly. Thank you so much for the support that you have given me this far. And I'm so excited to continue this journey. And I'm excited that you all are going to continue this journey with me. So until then, I can't wait to see y'all back here in September. And I hope you beautiful people have a beautiful day. Thank you.